Here Comes the Sun, Craig. That's what we're
I like
talk
it.
About
one of my favorite songs.
This morning, well, this isn't referring to our solar that the folks in Ohio are getting a chance to go solar, and we have with from Ohio Sun the program manager Luke Sulfridge. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning.
So let's start before we get into a little bit about the solar co-op that's being developed. What is Ohio Sun in particular?
Ohio Sun is a nonprofit dedicated to helping folks go solar.
So you now are coming into Oberlin, Lorain County area. Oberlin, known for a lot of the sustainability issues that they have there. Talk about this chance for people, Lorain County residents, to go solar.
Absolutely, and it's for all Lorain County residents. This next Wednesday at 6:30, we'll be meeting at the Lorain County Public Library in the community room. Folks will have the chance to sign up for the solar co-op at that point to learn more about our model.
Luke, let's talk about that model. What all is involved, and what would a homeowner be committed to do?
Well, at the initial meeting, there's no commitment. Once we have that initial meeting, we'll gather up a group of folks, and once that group's large enough, we'll work with them to issue bids to local installers, and we'll help them work through those bids as a nonprofit and give them the technical expertise. Once that the bid has been determined, is the one we selected, the homeowners have the opportunity to talk to the installer directly and make the commitment at that point. They want to commit to going solar.
Luke, is the solar energy a supplement to what people already have, or would it be a standalone source of energy?
So the model that we're using is called net metering, which we tie directly into the grid, the existing grid. That's a cheaper way of going solar, but it does replace a lot of the existing energy used for folks.
Where has this been done successfully before?
Absolutely. Ohio Sun is part of the Community Power Network, which has established 50 different co-ops. At this point, they've been established in Virginia, West Virginia, Maryland, D.C., and they've had over 1,000 homeowners get solar through the program.
And what were those places, why were those places chosen, or what was the atmosphere? Were the people more receptive to it, or is there something that just worked out? Why those areas, you know?
Well, absolutely. So it initially started in D.C. Our founder, actually her son, came home with the question of how we could go solar, and so she explored options and came to the conclusion that her neighbors and her could go together, and it really spun out of that program. Folks go solar for a variety of reasons, though. Some really want to control where their energy source is coming from, and having a clean energy source is important to them. Other folks want to have local power, so that they're converting a domestic energy source. And a lot of folks just want to reduce the cost of the power and take control of that.
Luke, I know your community meeting coming up next week. It's an informational meeting. You'll be sharing a lot of different topics, ideas, thought processes, and the like. But one thing that often comes to mind is people here in Ohio say, you know, we have a number of cloudy days.
We hear that a lot. The solar industry itself actually is really strong in Ohio. And nationwide, it's actually growing by 20% last year. Now, as far as the potential here in Ohio, we actually are closer in sun potential to Florida than we are to Alaska. And the reason I mention Alaska is, as a lot of you probably know, Germany has made a major commitment to solar and renewable energy sources. And they've now reached the point where over half of energy is coming from renewables. And they have about the same solar potential as Alaska. So we're in a much better position here in Ohio to take advantage of the sun.
What is the reason that many people don't explore this option? Is cost really what's preventing most people from doing something like this?
Yeah, cost is a major factor, and that's one reason we're bringing the model to Ohio now. Prices of solar have come down considerably over the last 5 or 6 years, so if you looked into it a while back, it's a good time to check it out again. The price really has come down.
And what kind of things would people be committed to doing to their home? Where do these solar panels get placed? Is it on the roof? Is it in their yard? How does that usually work? Can you give us maybe a little insight into that?
Yeah, it really depends on the design of your home and what best suits your needs. Some folks, we like to use the phrase, install it and forget it. It goes on the roof, and there's really minimal impact until I see the utility bill and realize the savings. For other folks, a ground mounted system may be better suited for them, and it's more visible, obviously, that way. But the actual installation, the installers we work with have really great warranties, and they have really modern mounting systems. The way we attach it to the roof themselves.
Well, I'm sure with any like technology, it's even since it's been sort of thought of and been developed, technology keeps working its way into solar energy and making it more efficient, and probably maybe the price at some time will come down. But that's what the co-op is all about, trying to get a group of people together, strength in numbers, as it were. So you've got the informational meeting coming up on February 3rd, next Wednesday, at the Oberlin Public Library on Main Street in Oberlin at 6:30. People can also go to ohsun.org/Lorraine if they'd like to sign up and get other details. Luke, thanks for sharing a bit of the information with us. Appreciate your time.
Well, thank you very much. I just want to share real quickly that we've been able to see up to 20% savings of all the other co-ops we've had. So we really do hope folks take advantage of the meeting and come join us.
Sounds good. Always get the great information and find out more. And again, it's at the Oberlin Library coming up on Wednesday. Again, our guest today has been Ohio Sun Program Manager Luke Sulfrid.